If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
A Wisconsin couple facing multiple charges of attempted first-degree murder, homicide, after prosecutors say they spent months stalking and trying to poison two women. The man in this relationship briefly dated after meeting them on dating apps. Well, this is going to be...
Telling you, after hearing this story, you never want to use a dating app again.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why? As we get into it, in the comments, tell us what your thoughts are on YouTube. And do press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching this. Paul Van Dyne Jr., who's 43, and his girlfriend, Andrea Whitaker, 41, were each ordered held Friday in Rock County Circuit Court. Van Dyne on $10 million bail, Whitaker on $4 million. Neither entered a plea. One victim identified in court documents only as the Dane County woman told the judge she went on just two dates with Van Dyne more than a year ago before cutting off contact. I was never his girlfriend. Yet he and Andrea developed the delusion that I was, she said, urging the court to keep both defendants behind bars for the safety of herself and the community. Since learning she was a target, she had installed cameras, hidden her car, and arranged for friends to stay overnight. According to prosecutors, Van Dyne, a Princeton University engineering graduate, now recently divorced, met Whitaker online around the same time he briefly dated the two victims. While Whitaker finished pharmacology courses out of state, the pair maintained a virtual relationship that soon focused on eliminating the other woman. When Whitaker relocated to southern Wisconsin this spring, investigators say the couple put their plan into motion. The Rock County victim reached law enforcement first. In early May, a physician at the Wisconsin Poison Center alerted deputies that a woman had been hospitalized with a level of thallium only possible through deliberate exposure. What is thallium, you ask? Well, it's a little treat that they used to put in cereal boxes for kids. It was the prize. Where did those kids go? No, thallium was banned from household use since the 1960s. See, because it was in cereal box. Was a common rat poison. The woman who denied any suicidal intent could think of no enemies until Van Dyne's name surfaced. She told detectives that Van Dyne had recently sent her hostile text messages after months of silence, calling her evil and blaming her for Whitaker's supposed suicide, an event that had not occurred. Court complaints online, a series of increasingly brazen poisoning attempts. April garage encounter, the Dane County victim discovered a stranger, later identified as Whitaker, crouching beside her car inside her attached garage.
That's creepy.
So he's in It's basically, Andrew, it's like in the house because it's, yeah.
Attached garage. That's creepy.
Movie night poisoning, because why not? In early May, the Rock County victim and her middle school age sister became violently ill after a trip to the movies. Dealership technicians later tossed out a storage tote emanating a rotten egg odor from her vehicle. Detectives believe the culprit was hydrogen sulfide. Costco break-ins. In mid-May, security calls from a Costco lot documented a man tampering with the Dane County woman's SUV. After one incident, she slipped a water bottle left in the car and noticed a bitter taste. Lab tests showed cyanide and thallium. Surveillance witnesses linked the intruder to Van Dyne Chrysler, or his Van Dyne's, to Van Dyne's Chrysler. Okay, I think there is a Van Dyne Chrysler.
It kind of sounds like
because
a model, isn't it?
There was I know this is his last name, but there was a town named Van Dyne very close to where I grew up, and I think there probably was a Van Dyne Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. vintage, I could be wrong, but vent system sabotage. Investigators later found similar pry marks on both victims' vehicles and evidence someone had blown powder into the air conditioning duct, another attempt delivery method, prosecutors say. Rock County Sheriff Curtis Fell told reporters the Rock County victim remains in a wheelchair, her life saved only by an antidote flown overnight from California. After obtaining a warrant to track Van Dyne's phone, detectives watched him drive past the Rock County victim's rural home. Shortly afterward, they discovered a trail camera strapped to a tree across the street. Hey! Hunters to the rescue in Wisconsin. During a June 19th search, FBI hazardous materials agents joined local officers in seizing a tan bag from Van Dyne's minivan that held multiple vials, rosary peas, and a handheld seed grinder. Rosary peas contain abrin, a toxin far deadlier than ricin. No shit.
Dang.
When processed into powder. All rosary beads?
Well, and I don't know what rosary peas are.
Oh, rosary peas.
Yeah.
I was thinking rosary beads.
No, that would be different.
Rosary peas. That would be
bringing Jesus into this.
Okay. I'm going to look up rosary peas when we're done because I'm curious as to what the hell that is. I've never heard that
because
term
it says
before.
Rosary peas contain abrin.
I've never heard of that before.
This guy has done some freaking research into really, really toxic poisons.
This guy is like on a fucking kill mission. I mean, the amount of things.
Ricin is really deadly, and that's deadlier than ricin.
This is like, yeah. This is like Breaking Bad, like level of. And why?
How does he get his current girlfriend to go along with this?
Both defendants now face multiple counts of attempted first-degree intentional homicide, aggravated battery, first-degree reckless endangerment, stalking, and in Whitaker's case, aiding a felon. Several cases were filed in Rock and Dane counties to cover the overlapping crimes in each jurisdiction. Van Dyne is scheduled to return to Dane County on August 4th. Whitaker has a July 2nd appearance there. Additional Rock County hearings are expected next week. Prosecutors argued for unusually high bail, citing Van Dyne's access to substantial resources and the couple's ability to obtain rare toxins. Mm-hmm. Judge Barbara McCroy agreed, emphasizing the defendant's elaborate planning and extreme danger to the public. Outside court, Sheriff Fell called the case one of the most complex poisoning investigations Wisconsin has seen, noting at least three hazmat scenes on Madison's west side in a single week. Wow.
That's how deadly they are. They had to treat him as a hazmat situation.
What on
and
earth?
Like, both these women just met him on a dating app, had a couple dates with him, and the one said she hadn't heard from him in a really long time, and then he started texting her.
And it's not like a scorned lover of like a long relationship or something. It's just like,
for some reason, he became obsessed with them.
Yeah.
And then, so because I guess he's pissed that they weren't dating him, but yet he's got a current girlfriend who's helping him with this. So somehow he's convinced her For what reason? Like, why would you go, this is a relationship I want to stay in. I'm going to help him poison these women.
Shit. Yeah. Wow. I've seen these before. Rosary peas. Yeah.
So they're not so deadly until they're crushed up?
No, if you eat one, it'll kill you.
Okay.
I'm going to put a graphic on the screen here. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you now can be educated on not to eat this this substance.
And where do you find this? Does it grow in the wild or is it?
I don't know if it grows in the wild or a little bit more. There's rosary peas, everyone.
They look just very normal.
Yeah. And that one's a little dried up, but they're out there in nature. I'm just, I think you could. Yeah, it's all over North America. They're used in jewelry.
Hmm.
Maybe, okay, so they are. That's why it's a rosary pea, because they're used in real rosaries. And as a weapon, as poison.
Well, and this guy's smart. Like, he went to Princeton.
Yeah.
And studied engineering and apparently poisons along the way. And it says Whitaker finished pharmacology courses. So, these are educated people.
Yeah. Educated,
and somehow he became obsessed with these two women. And who knows, maybe he told her some bullshit story about how these women are trying to ruin him and convinced her to help kill them. I don't know.
I'm going to guess it's something like that. He got her so rallied up that these are such horrible people that she needs to kill them with him. And who knows what her mental state is either. I really wonder about that too.
Yeah.
What do these people look like?
And sometimes you get two people together that had they never met, they would probably go through life without murdering people. But then you put them together and it's just toxic. Literally in this case.
And it could happen to any one of us.
Exactly.
Let's see what these folks look like. Okay. Here we go. I don't know, it's mug shots, but I'll tell you what, if I saw them walking through the Walmart parking lot on a dark night, I might
avoid them, walk
into another row of cars and wait.
Yeah, because mug shots aren't your best day.
They are not, but I don't know. I mean, maybe if he, I would guess maybe in normal life, he didn't look quite like that. I don't know. Maybe looks a little, I don't know. I'm wondering if drugs were involved. I wonder if he's on something and that's making him have this sort of paranoia.
Yeah, maybe.
He kind of looks, got a little druggy face going on there.
He kind of does.
Kind of little.
No, because you can be an educated person and still do meth.
Oh, yeah. He's a little druggy looking there. So I don't know. She's just looking for love in all the wrong places. Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Guy.
Found this weird guy. Now you're killing pace in the basement. I don't know. I'm making shit up.
And the poor woman, that one woman is in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Like, she was really, like, whatever, it was a serious poison.
This is one of those things where if you're capable of this at any point in your life, you'll be capable of it again. So let's just
Absolutely.
Get rid of y'all.
I agree.
Because there's no point. No, there's nothing good that's going to come out of any sort of rehabilitation here. Let's just call it what it is and let's send them to the island of death. which also has a really nice margarita stand right before you have to step into the volcano. You get a nice margarita, Jimmy Buffett's,
A rosary pea.
You get a rosary pea. You get a rosary pea before you, it's a rosary pea salad they give you, actually. It's delicious. You would die for it, and you do. And that's what happens. That's our new program here. We just got to call it what it is.
Bad.
Only in America. Dreaming in red.
Poor women. Those poor women.
Yeah. It's scary. It is scary. You got to be careful out there in the dating mm-hmm. world. You do. There are good people. I met my girlfriend down there, and it's been lovely. But there's,
But you've had your share of not lovely.
I never had scary. And but you know what? From every single woman that I dated out there, I heard their scary stories because they all have them. And I mean, it sounds like a horror land out there to me from what I've heard. And it's just like very, very difficult from what I have heard to meet somebody not crazy, for lack of a better term. Or I don't know. I just heard very, very negative things from a lot of women. So there you go, Carol. There's your encouragement.
Yay.
After this story and that's the
dating app now.
There, get download it right now. I don't know. You got to be careful. And I think most people are, but there's plenty that just aren't. So, all right. Tell me what you think in the comments. Love to hear your feedback on YouTube, and press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. We'll talk again real soon.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.